It's fascinating to me when I am able to talk with couples who have been together less than 2 years. They have some serious expectations of where their marriage is headed. Truth is, they actually have more questions in their mind about their future together than they have already figured out. It is always good for couples to get some goals and visions for themselves in their relationship future. But it is very imperative for questions to be answered along the way toward marital bliss. The Relationship Therapy Podcast will attempt to answer several of those questions in this episode.
You've tuned into the Relationship Therapy Podcast with Tony Miller Sr., a podcast designed for couples who are married, couples who are dating, and have marriage in their future. We will guide you to the principles that will make your relationship better. Stick around. You might just learn something that will help your relationship last longer, grow stronger, and become healthier. Now, here's your host, Tony Miller Sr.
Hello, everybody. This is your host, Tony Miller Sr., and welcome to another episode of the Relationship Therapy Podcast. I have a special treat for you in this episode. Instead of me doing my regular podcast by presenting particular topics for me to outline or discuss, in this episode, I will be answering questions that people have been asking me about relative to relationships since the beginning of the Relationship Therapy Podcast. I have narrowed down the questions to 6 questions. I plan on answering 3 in this episode and 3 more in the next episode. Some of these questions have been answered already during previous episodes, but I thought it would be interesting to address these individually, to focus on presenting the answers needed to help others in their very own relationships. I will say this up front. I'm sure some of you may not agree with my answers, and that's okay. Matter of fact, that's good. That's why I'd love for you to share your opinions on my answers. You can also send more questions for me to possibly answer in another episode. Okay, let's get ready for questions that need answers about relationships. Let's go. Everybody buckle up, because here's question number 1. If I am a jealous person, does that automatically doom my relationship from the beginning? Let me repeat the question. If I am a jealous person, does that automatically doom my relationship from the beginning? Despite what everyone thinks, jealousy is a natural thing in all of us. I'm not saying that we all have the same degree of jealousy. However, we have some form of it. Let's get back to the question, though. One thing we have to become aware of when it comes to jealousy is sometimes it is healthy in relationships. That's right. You heard me say it. Jealousy can sometimes be healthy in your relationship. Too often we think of jealousy as a toxic and unhealthy emotion, something to get rid of ourselves ASAP. But jealousy can be extremely helpful in establishing boundaries for the relationship. If you were not aware that certain people causes this to happen with your significant other, you would never know to be mindful of it happening again. That's healthy jealousy. The major problem comes when jealousy grows to a level of trying to be in control of your mate during the relationship, so much so to the point it does in fact become toxic for your mate. We should never, ever allow our feelings to be the driving point of our mate wanting to leave us or wanting to end the relationship. If this happens, it's a problem waiting to blow up the relationship. If your jealousy is not contained, it will disrupt whatever happiness you and your mate have in your relationship. So my answer is this: if your jealousy is over the top, then yes, it will ruin the relationship fast and in a hurry. But if it is a type of jealousy that brings the relationship healthy boundaries, it can be seen as a relationship plus. The best thing to do is to make sure that the communication lines are kept open so that the couple can both help each other from having that explosion happen. This will prove to be beneficial for the longevity of the relationship. Don't you agree? Well, at least I hope you agree. Here's the second question of questions that need to be answered about relationships. Question number two is, how do I know that the person I'm currently seeing is the one? Let me ask it again. How do I know that the person I'm currently seeing is the one? This is one that I'm sure several people will disagree with my answer. Nevertheless, here I go with my answer. Let me start off by saying that sometimes there is going to be some disappointing truth that we have to face. You really don't know for a fact that they are the one. I am going to allow that to sit with you for a second. You really don't know early on whether they're the one or not. We really don't know that they're that one until they end up being the one. When I proposed to my wife, Valerie, over 35 years ago, I thought she was the one. She gave me the indication that she was or is the one. But in reality, we don't know for a fact until they become the one. My wife is the one. But we don't truly know it. We may feel it. We may have a great intuition about it or a gut feeling. But I know that this is not popular as an answer that for some of us, because we're wanting to know that they are the one. So as I try my best to make this answer complete, I want you to stick with me. There's a concept I talk a lot about with couples that I do premarital counseling with, and that is qualifying questions. What that is, it is for you to interview the person that you're seeing by asking them questions over a series of dates. That lets you know whether you want to continue getting to know them more than what you currently know. It is much like a car salesperson who is trying to find out who is the vehicle for, or even if they're serious buyers. Once they get that information by asking a series of poignant questions, it gives them the answers that they need to continue with the customer. The way they answer those questions will help dictate to the salesperson how to proceed. The same is true while dating. Please don't make this a formal interview where you're popping question after question to this date, but instead ask thought-provoking questions that they will need to already know the answer, or they will have to do some soul searching for that answer. You should be able to tell whether their answers are sincere or not. You have to pay close attention to see that. Even after spending a great deal of time with someone, it may not mean that they are the one until they are the one. We see too many breakups and too many divorces for us to know truly if they're the one. So here is what you should look for to find out if they're the one. One, they accept you for who you are. They're not trying to change you in order for you to be with them. Number two, everything you do together seems to fit like a glove. In other words, it seems as though you are just what you need and he's just what you need. Number three is they are able to share and listen to you during serious conversations. Okay, you got me. I sneaked in communication in this one, but it is also so important because if they can't listen to you and be engaged while you're talking, that is a bad sign for the future. Number four is they are very respectful of your personal boundaries and make sure that they don't overstep those boundaries. As they're getting to know you, they still make sure they keep the boundaries that you set at in the outset. Here's number five. Your values and goals are the same or they are very similar. Your core values probably need to line up together or be very, very close, because if they're not, again, those are signs that there's going to be problems down the road. And then here's number six. Their communication is about the future with you being in it. When they start visualizing and dreaming about the future or talking about their future and you are included, that's a good sign that they're the one. So here's to happy hunting for that special someone who is or might be the one. And now we've arrived at question number three for this week's episode. Here it is. What are the secrets to a successful marriage? Wow, that's going to be thought-provoking. That's going to take some time for me to answer. So this one is easy for me to answer, and I don't have to give it much thought. It is something that I do my best to live up to in my own relationship with Valerie. But here is some total transparency. I'm not perfect in my relationship. Wow. I can hear shockwaves going through the podcast. I can hear you saying, how dare you do a relationship podcast if you're not perfect? Truth is, I'm not perfect, but neither are any of you. In your relationships, you never hear me say anything about perfect or this podcast will help make your relationship perfect. Instead, my goal as your host is to make your relationship better, stronger, or even healthier. With that said, let's go on to the answer to the initial question. This answer can cover well over 2 hours of listening to me ramble about the different aspects that will make your relationship successful. But I'm going to highlight just a few in this interest of time. I will start with my favorite, communication. Yes, communication. It's right there again. This is the way I see it. If there is a gap in the couple's communication, there will be a gap in the relationship. You've heard me say so much about communication over and over again that you should understand how important it should be to you and your mate. You have to be able to talk and get your messages across in order to be in a healthy marriage. Here's number two. Forgiveness. Wow. We have to be able to forgive because each of us are dealing with imperfect people who are prone to making mistakes that may hurt us. We must learn not to hold on to the past indiscretions of our mate and move closer together by forgiving one another. Forgiveness helps the relationship grow. There's going to be pain, but forgiveness should be on the forefront. Here's number three, and that is to genuinely love one another. Love hurts sometimes, but in my humble opinion, that's what makes the relationship so special. When two people who are from different backgrounds come together, despite their obvious differences, and make love work. And the Bible says love covers a multitude of sins or mistakes. Here's number four. And I just want to state this as a previous point I had in question number two. Having the same or similar values and goals. This could be something as simple as attending the same church or having a shared vision for the family. You can always work out minor differences if you don't allow them to elevate to become major differences. And here's number five, paying attention and spending time. I put these two together because of the importance of the two and how they benefit each other in the relationship. I have counseled numerous couples where the man or husband has not been noticing the changes that his wife has been making in order to get their attention. Part of the reason for not noticing is the lack of spending that quality time and really paying attention to your mate. It's almost sinful to say it. And here is number six. The final one is showing appreciation to your mate. Not only do you have to pay attention and spend time, but you got to show appreciation to each other. Your significant other is the one that God has blessed you with. Why not take a little extra effort to recognize them by showing them appreciation? This can be something big or it can be something small, but it makes a huge impact on your mate. You married them for the forever in your vows. Why not take care of your gift from God by showing them that you see them and that you care? That will make a big difference in how well your relationship goes. Well, that's all I've got for you this week. I'm sure I'm going to be getting some emails or even some text messages from people who know me even more. But I am sure that this is going to be an episode that is going to be talked about and possibly shared with your mate and have a deep conversation about what you've heard here today. Thank you for listening. And remember, it takes two to make the relationship work.
Thank you for listening to the Relationship Therapy Podcast with Tony Miller Sr. We hope you have enjoyed this episode. Tune in next time for more insight on how to make your relationship better. If you have any questions, please email us at tmrelationshiptherapy@gmail.com. We would love to hear from you. Until next time, remember, it takes two to make the relationship work.